Well, we're back on the good stuff, and we made it through Groundhog Day.
Oh, my goodness, we did.
Have more winter, yeah. I think.
Yeah, didn't you say we're going to have 6 more weeks?
They said they were going to predict that Punxsutawney Phil would say more winter. So anyway, what do we got lined up for the good stuff?
I was just going to say getting through Groundhog Day wasn't any big deal. It's the next 6 weeks we got
to
focus on. That's right. Let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. It's a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News that goes about perfect with that morning cup of coffee or that evening settling in, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News has it all. So stay connected. Celebrate the ranching life. Just visit tsln.com. You've got lots of extra breaking news there, and you also have the place to subscribe.
All righty, then. The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is underway.
It is.
Man, there's so many things going on this week.
I know. I heard people are having a great time.
Well, there's going to be expecting during the week over 300,000 people through the Monument and Rapid City area. They've got 400 booths at the trade show. And, of course, the Western Art Show is phenomenal up there. You can buy those pieces. Many of those pieces, anyway, will go on. It'll wrap up on February 7th. So don't waste time. Get up there to the Rapid City area and get in the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo going on this week.
And also, everybody at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora says, may this year be a happy new year. May it be bright with opportunity, strength, and timeless values of our Western heritage.
All right. What are you going to share for us on the good stuff?
I came across, you know how you just kind of sometimes have categories of things?
Yes.
This is Midwesterners. I thought we could all relate pretty well to that.
All right.
Okay. So, how do you politely tell your visitor that it's time to go home when, if you're from the Midwest, you just say, well, ready, forcefully, and slap your knees with your hands, stand up. Other Midwesterners will recognize the signal and say, suppose we should head out.
You do kind of get that, don't you?
Yeah, I thought that hit it right on the head. It will be 2 degrees in the Midwest, and we'll still say, it's really not so bad. If you stand in the sun, had that happen.
And out of the wind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes a big difference. In Minnesota, the swear jar is only half full of coins. Meanwhile, the saying sorry unnecessarily jar is overflowing.
Oh, okay.
Stop complaining about your life. There are people that literally live in Iowa.
We don't have any Iowa stations, do we?
I'm quoting here now.
This probably not going to get any Iowa stations now.
No kidding. The most Midwest sentence you could think of. Oh, just going to sneak right past you and grab that ranch.
Grab the what? Oh, okay, the ranch dressing. Okay.
Yeah, ranch dressing. Yeah.
Got it.
Friends with benefits means neighbors who have a snowplow.
There you go. That is a big benefit.
Absolutely. We'll do a couple more of those. In the Midwest, we entered the home through the garage and saved the fancy front door for guests.
That's right.
Indeed. Top Midwest sides. Side dishes.
Oh,
you know,
side
for
dishes.
Dinner?
Okay, yeah, food. Okay, yeah. Now we're talking my language.
Number 10, Oreo fluff.
Oh, Oreo fluff. Is that where you mix like the chopping up Oreos into like the whipped cream.
Yeah. Cheesy potatoes.
Got to go with those. They're standard.
Our family loves those so much, we all call them those potatoes. Number 8 is Jell-O salad. 7 is 7-layer dip.
Okay.
And 6, pickle wraps. Then we've got to have puppy chow, crock pot. Number 3 is meatballs. Number 2, skitcheroos.
Oh, yeah.
Can't let those go. And number 1 is buffalo chip dip.
We could probably do a whole program on just scotcheroos, right?
I think so. Oh, and we're talking again Midwestern information I came across. One thing I want to do is introduce you to 89-year-old Elsie Eiler, the sole resident of Minnewai, Nebraska. Eiler once again elected herself mayor, clerk, and treasurer.
Librarian and bartender.
That's right.
Everything
we go through there
on
about once or twice a year and always think of fond memories.
You've got a couple of those left. I think we're going to save a couple of those, okay?
Because
I want to remind people about visitvalentine.com. Check out 50 things to do, plus here in the Valentine area. You can come ice fishing right now if you want to. Or February 14th is Valentine's Day and Bull Bash, 25th annual Bull Bash event right on Main Street. Yes, they have bulls on Main Street. Check it out at bullbash.net and keep listening to the good stuff.